This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Born February 17th in Pawnee City, Nebraska. Like most comedians, he made his star touring relentlessly, building a name for himself with his radio commentaries. But unlike most comedians, he grew to become a comedy juggernaut, from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour to numerous comedy specials, from hosting his own History Channel series, to lending his voice to one of the most successful animated movie franchises of all time, the Pixar Cars movies. And today he's here to talk about his recent appearance, making his singing debut on the Fox show, The Masked Singer. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh, you big singing baby man.
What there is it, Gracious?
How are you, my friend?
Johnny Dare, today's a special day.
Yes.
It's a special day. This is, I don't know if you remember it or not, but this is the 20th anniversary of when you and I dumped them alligator guards.
I had so forgotten about that.
Yep. And you said, ain't nobody ever going to know we done it. They're going to swim, head all the way down to the Missouri, all the way down.
So good.
My golly, somebody done caught one, apparently.
Yeah. You ever caught anything? Because you like fishing, man. Have you ever caught anything like that, like a tarpon or a great big fish?
Man, I caught probably one of the largest boots.
Yeah.
Ever be seen. I don't know who wore that boot, but I got a boot.
Yeah. You what? Hey.
I'm big fisherman.
Yeah?
I'm a big fisherman. You know what makes me sick when you talk about fishing?
What?
I bet that idiot Andy Griffith and Opie never caught Jack. You ever see Andy when they in the beginning they go with fishing poles?
That's right.
And they go over the fish in the beginning of that show.
Right. The Andy Griffith show. Mayberry.
Yeah, but I never ever catch nothing. He don't catch nothing.
I didn't realize you felt that strongly about that.
I think Andy Griffith, I know you done that show, but I think, you know, because you only see it for a half hour. I guarantee you that some bitches beating people and whacking them around and cursing and womanizing. I guarantee you.
Elderly abuse.
Like
Aunt B was a dirty, yeah. Dirty leg.
I think you're banging Aunt B.
Sure. Floyd the Barber couldn't be creepier.
I think he drugged her.
Cosby style.
I think after she come in with the chicken and Opie went to bed, I think that he was, I've never liked him. I've just always had that impression about him.
You think he and Don Knotts were pulling a choke and poke on Aunt B?
I don't know. There's something going on. And I will look into it.
Poor Floyd the Barber's like, Andy, I need to get a little in there.
Hey, have you seen Johnny Dare Have you seen these fat mannequins?
Yes. Yes. The plus size.
What a disgrace. What is happening in this country? You know, as a fat guy, I'm a fat guy. All right? And as a matter of fact, I got a trampoline the other day with my kids, did two jumps and had to get off. You know, what? I wasn't tired. I just had to get my kids out of a tree. But hey, did you know that I ran cross country when I was a kid?
I had no idea.
Absolutely. And I hold the Nebraska state record for taking the most poops in the woods. That's a true story. But listen to me. What was I talking about? Oh, these fat mannequins. You know, you used to go in these stores, and the fat mannequins, they used to have nice skinny mannequins that would give fat folks incentive to lose weight.
Sure.
Because you'd look at these clothes and go, boy, I want to look good in them clothes, but I'm not skinny. So then you try to lose weight so you can wear that outfit.
Right.
But now it's almost like they're encouraging people to be overweight and fat. It's like, look, we understand you're fat. You're never going to get skinny. So why even attempt it? Here's fat clothes. And I think it's an insult. As a fat person, it's an insult that I have no more incentive to lose weight. And I was with my wife the other day at some department store, and they had a fat mannequin in there. And I was bitching about the fat mannequin, but right by it while she was shopping, they had a TV in there. So I'm watching the ball game while she's shopping. And somebody walked over and lifted up my shirt and looking for the prize tag. Unbelievable.
You.
And to make it worse, I was in the bra and panty section, which made no sense.
You.
People. But no matter what happens, we now know that those alligator guard did survive, at least one of them.
Thank goodness.
If you're taking notes at home, what Johnny and I have got accomplished today is that we did finally get an alligator guard and Andy Griffith's an asshole.
Hey, the biggest surprise.
We got that apart. You know, my wife and I were looking at the baby pictures. You know, kids are getting older.
Sure.
And I'll never forget when we had these kids, Johnny. I was reminiscing the other day. I remember my wife was worried to tell me she was pregnant with our first child because she didn't know how I'd react, and we didn't really say we were just going to let it happen if it happened.
Right.
And she was pregnant for 3 months before she ever told me.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I didn't really know any different because I was already getting used to her throwing up after we had sex. But yeah, we were reminiscing about them kids.
How many kids do you have?
What's that?
You got what? How many kids do you have? Two?
Well, yeah, what do you think I am? We got 100 of them?
I don't know, man.
You said that like, how many kids you got?
Well, you're fertile.
I got two kids.
You're fertile.
I've only had two.
Why? I know.
I've only had two. You know, my favorite comedy line ever about a lot of kids was Dennis Miller when he was talking about the Octomom. And he said, it's a vagina, not a clown car. That was one of my all-time biggest laughs. But hey, listen, I'm not here to speak about any of that. We need to get back to the serious business at hand and talk about why I called today and why you wanted to be on the air. And that is to talk about your fixation with showing construction workers you're not. I'm very worried about you.
I will tell you, I feel like I may have learned this from you. If you remember, you were the first one to ever show me the I sat in gum trick.
That's right. Still a classic. Throughout all these years. And, you know, it's something that I've passed down to my kids.
I'll always remember it.
It's something I passed down to my kids. And it's always in remembrance of you and me and the day that we was headed to Denny's or wherever we were going.
Oh, yeah. No, there was two things he said. He said, I sat in gum. God damn it. Johnny, I sat in it. And I looked down. He's wearing shorts, cargo shorts, and he'd take his thumb and pushed against his scrotum and then tried to sit up so it stretched out of his pants like this. He goes, I sat in gum. Oh, God damn.
My daddy did that. My daddy's daddy did it. It goes all the way back to a generation.
He's the best.
A lot of people don't know, but you know that was one of the first. That was one of the first things to when Christopher Columbus landed. That was one of the first things.
Showed the Native Americans, yes.
Hey, listen, we're here. Here's a joke to break the ice. You know, one of those deals.
They left that
out of history books.
They always do. They always leave the best parts, man. They always leave the best parts.
I know. But my dad, he told me that history.
Yeah,
when he was drinking a long time ago, in between vomits, he would tell me stories. Quite the character.
Your ears have got to be burning late. I bet I've talked about you more off air to different people about your golf game, about your heart, about your charity work, about your food, about everything you've done. Like I was wearing you out the other day.
I'll tell you what, here's what would have been funny if I said, hey, Johnny, were your ears burning?
Mm-hmm.
And you say, no, why? Were you talking about me? And I say, no, I paid some guy to come down there at the studio to burn your ears.
Set your head on fire.
That would have been. But that's not how it happened.
Hey, listen, I got to talk about, I'm watching television the other day.
Yes, sir.
And there
yes,
you sir. Are. You're a big singing baby. And I'll tell you, after all the years I've known you, and I feel like I know you enough to know I should know that. I had no idea that was you singing. Now I can hear it. Little parts, little nuances. But overall, no chance I would have picked you with that.
I fooled everybody pretty good, right?
It was great. Dude, you really can sing.
Flintstones, me the Flintstones. You should hear my Gilligan's Island shoot. You should hear my Gilligan's Island and my Partridge Family. I'll tell you what, if you ain't a girl will be putty in your hands, you sing something like that to them.
Oh, you were really, I thought that was fantastic, man. And look, you know, the thing I love about you is you really do enjoy this life. Like, you don't do anything. That's not for any other reason other than you know in your heart that was going to be fun and funny and people were going to laugh and they were going to have a good time and you were going to enjoy it.
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why I did it. You know, Jenny McCarthy was my girlfriend in my movie, Witless Protection.
That's right.
Another movie of mine that was screwed out of awards.
It really was. I've always said that.
Me too. And for the last three seasons, she has mentioned me as one of the characters under the mask. and it's never me. And I always get on my phone people sending me tweets on Twitter about, hey, don't even lie, you're the whatever, you're the banana, you're the what, you know. And I'm like, you think I can get in a banana suit? I don't even watch this stupid show, you know.
Right.
And you know, I got to tell them it's not me, but no, they insist it was me, even though when I tell them it's not me. Well, anyway, she gassed me for the last two or three seasons. She was gassed me. So they asked me to come on. I said no the first time. I said no. That was for this year. They asked me once. I said I didn't want to do it. They asked me a second time, and I didn't want to do it. Because, you know, Johnny, I traveled my all half my life. The last thing I want to do is go to Los Angeles.
Right.
You know.
Right.
They've got a governor out there where you can't go anywhere because you're covered in plastic bags.
Fact. Yes.
So that's the last thing I want to do is go support that moron. But the third time they asked me, they gave me everything I asked for. I was like, well, if I'm going to go, this is what I want.
Right, and then that's what happens, man.
I literally threw something out there. So they would go, well, we ain't doing that, right?
Right.
And they did it. And I'm like going, okay, well, this could mean only one thing. They're getting rid of me after a couple of shows. There's no way they're paying this money.
You right? Did you get to pick the baby part? Did you get to pick your own?
But yeah, no, they had an awesome costume for me, and they said, look, we got this or this, but man, we really think this would be awesome. It's the first human costume. It's a 10-foot baby. And, so anyway, I went out to do
it's
the show.
Great.
And one of the main reasons I did it, in all honesty, well, I was kind of joking about the other thing, but in all honesty, one of the main reasons I went out to do it was I had my kids that liked the show, and I wanted to fool Jenny. The whole thing was, if I go on there, she guesses me every year. If I go on there this year, I guarantee you I can fool her. And I did, and it was funny. I knocked out Tony Braxton in round one.
Yep.
Which is crazy. I mean, it was the biggest upset since Chaminade beat Virginia, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And,
I mean, exactly.
Tony Braxton.
So for the second week, I kind of figured, look, I don't know who's I'm singing against, but I hear them all in rehearsals. And it's like, I'm not going to beat any of these singers, so I'm going to do something fun, something no one's ever done. And just have a good time with it. That's what I want to do, and I just want to fool Jenny. And so I came up with that version of the operatic Flintstones. When I sang it to the voice coach, they give you a voice coach, and you got to go in and tell them what you want to sing, and they make an arrangement. And they go, well, okay, let's try that. Let me hear you sing it. I sing it, and the girl goes, holy smokes. She goes, you actually can sing operatic pretty good.
You can.
Because I've been doing it since I was a kid, doing it in the shower. So we just came up with an intro, and then I just went out and hammered out the Flintstones, and it was great. I did exactly what I wanted to do. I fooled Jenny, and I got to do something that was really fun, entertaining, that people talked about for the next week.
It was real, and how they kept it a secret in close quarters like that from Jenny McCarthy, who's one of the judges. I mean, you know, you were five people deep before they voted you off, and nobody, they thought you were Bruce Willis or Gordon Ramsay.
Well, you know, look, my voice, people can get my voice pretty easy. So the first thing I thought was, I'm going to do a British guy. And so they came out, and the first thing they did, they go, when they were interviewing me, they go, so why did you want to do the show? And I go, Well, you know, I get one to do the show, but I did the show because my kids want me on the show, and it's something I thought would be fun to do. I get like to sing in front of people, dancing in front of people. I've never sung in front of people, you know. And they started laughing. And they go, oh, that's great. Are you gonna use that accent? I go, yeah, that'd be kind of cool because nobody would know it was me.
Nobody would think. Cool
people. And so it did. When they all said, okay, well, it's a British guy, so it can't be. And I'm thinking, wow, my accent might be, I guess it's pretty good.
It was so good. I was like, I will tell you, there's very few times that I have enjoyed that show. And that is, without a doubt, the most I've ever enjoyed it.
Nah, Johnny, thanks a lot. I enjoyed doing it. And it was fun to do an accent, you know. I don't know, though. I don't know if
did your kids laugh?
I don't know if I could go a whole... I mean, can you imagine if I did that forever? You know, I can't imagine, you know, doing an entire... making a whole career of it doing fake accent.
That's your next movie. That's your next movie. You meet your doppelganger from over the pond, over the... And so it's just, you got to play both characters, the English character and your American character.
That's right. I could do, you know what I could? I could play all the parts.
Yes. Yes.
No, I don't even need to be the doppelganger. I could be the new Eddie Murphy. I could be the new Mr. Clump.
That's what I'm talking about. I think that would be hilarious to find your English redneck counterpart. And that would be fantastic. Of course, he's horrified by Larry the Cable Guy. I mean, I think, honestly, all kidding aside, I would go watch that movie.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm going to try and draw that up. We'll see what happens. And you know what? It's my English counter, and they go back in time. They go back into the dark ages. They go back into the dark ages to save Joan, to save...
It could be Joan of Arc. It could be Marie Antoinette.
Yeah, and we get modern weapons. We go back with AR-15s to save Joan of Arc, and what confuses people is we get shuttered back in time with Joan Van Arc.
Jesus.
Instead of Joan of Arc, we got Joan Van Arc.
Yes.
Yeah, made for a great movie. It's a fantastic movie.
You're like, you guys, you fellas ever heard of Tannerite? It'll be fantastic.
More like his palaces, them travertine floors. Oh, my gosh. Well, this is a nice castle right here. Y'all ought to do a flipper flopping. what is flipper flop? Never mind. Let's see, who do we need to kill? Did you know Andy Griffith was a douchebag? Who is this Andy Griffith you speak of? Who is this Andy Griffith you speak of?
I miss you so much.
So, but in all honesty, though, it was a fun show. I enjoyed doing it, and... I just wanted to be entertaining and cool people. It worked good.
It was really fun. I miss you, man. I want this to be done. I want you to go out on tour. I want to see you, make you laugh. I'd love to see you, man. You're just one of my favorite people on this entire planet. I really mean that.
Hey, Sonny, maybe I can get down there. I got to say, I know that you were trying to get me on the show a while back, but I was filming that show. You literally called the whole 2 weeks I was out there, and you can't tell anybody.
I got it. Oh, yeah, now I know. Now, of course.
You got to sign papers and everything, so you can't tell anybody. So I understand that it was a rough week. You had to settle for Riggle.
He said your golf game is amazing.
You know what, Bobby? I love Bobby Briggs so much.
Yes.
It's gotten so much better. And I played with him a while back out in California, and he met me out there. But he's such a, this is why he's such a, this is why I love all my friends from the Midwest, because we're all different than most celebrities.
Right.
You know, he's just down, he's down to earth and fun and go rig up and looking for a place. He goes, you know what, I'm not doing that. I'll meet you out there. And so we went out and played, and he couldn't believe it. I literally, like, had the it was like, you know how you go play golf, and then all of you just, you don't want it to end because you're playing better than you've ever played your whole life. That's what happened when I met up with him that day. He couldn't believe it. It's like, holy mackerel, you're playing. I go, I know, I don't know what's going on. Yeah, he sent me out one time when we went to play. It was just, I've been definitely playing better, that's for sure.
I love it, man. Listen, you are, you wear your legend well, and you live your life exactly as I believe the world should, man. You do great things. You have fun. You enjoy it. You're always the same, man. And I love that about you, man. You're the same good human I met. A lot more successful, but you're the same genuine human being I met. You know, goddamn, Larry, is it 20 years?
No, longer than that, Johnny. Yeah. I mean, way longer than that. You and I 25. Met way back in the
90s.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was the
90s. It was the late 90s, mid to late 90s.
Yeah, no.
Like 97, 98.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's pushing 25 years now.
Well, 97, 98, and I'll never forget the first word you ever said to me, quit hogging the covers. Hugging the covers, and then we fell asleep holding each other.
That's right. That's, right. That's exactly right. She loves my seat. We were listening to that. It was the end of the record.
Let's see the jackal. You know, every time they come on, that's always win those contests when you play. You're like, hey, let's name the band.
Yep.
You know? You turn on them like you never miss Jackal. You always know when it's Jackal.
Always. Always, man. Always, dude. And you know what? Jesse to this day still talks about you, how much he loves you.
Man, I wish they made music like that. Good old chainsaw music. Now we're too feminized. But, you know, let's get some more chainsaw in our music.
That's exactly what this world needs, man. A new diaper and some chainsaw music. That's a fact.
Well, Johnny, I enjoy it. Yeah, listen, you know I love talking to you, and I love everything about you.
I love you, my friend. All right. The great Larry the Cable Guy. Wonderful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.